One of the first signs of spring in the Northern Neck is the return of the osprey. Another is the annual oyster roast to raise money in support of the 40 men and women who volunteer their services year-round to man 3 rescue boats used by the squad. The Smith Point Sea Rescue assists the Coast Guard in emergencies, as when a boat is taking on water or in finding a boater who is adrift on the bay. Not all of their efforts may seem heroic. Often the squad responds to help someone with a dead battery, or who has run out of gas, run aground, or is having some mechanical problems.
And most of us are fishermen, sailors, or people that love the water, or we would not do it. And it's the greatest pleasure I get, and this has happened several times with sailors, in their transit, and the wife's on board, or the girlfriend, and they've been stuck in rough water, and here we show up. And we get them to a marina or a dry back on land.
That's Buddy Sylvia, who moved from Richmond to retire in the Northern Neck. He has been a volunteer captain since 1994. He was busy slinging oysters last Saturday when he shared a few rescue stories.
Last year, two guys have left out of Little River, and they were going boat riding. Well, the wife called about 11 o'clock. My husband and friend had come home. Well, we went out and looked and looked, and they hadn't just gone boat riding. They had gone all the way out to the Hannibal to go fishing, and they come back and run out of gas. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, we found them by using the radar and going to each mark. I just kept going to marks. They were only in about a 20-foot boat, and I pulled up to the guy and asked his name, and he told me his name, and I says, well, you're in a little trouble. He said, what do you mean? I said, I think you have a wife that's a little upset. He says, I'm not worried about that. I'm missing my 8 o'clock tea time. I said, you better forget your tea time and get home. So we gave him gas and followed them up the Little Wicomico to make sure that they got back. But that's like finding a needle in a haystack.
Sylvia said last year the squad recovered a National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration marine data buoy that had broken from its station and was floating loose in the bay. He said NOAA officials were grateful for the return of the $100,000 piece of equipment. And then there is the story of the young man from Kansas who learned there's no place like home.
We had this young boy in his 20s, he got his sailboat, he's got his wish, he's going to go to Florida. He got caught off the Potomac, extremely rough water. We went and got him, towed him in to rebuild to our dock, and I was trying to get information from my mission report, and he wouldn't come out of the cabin. He wouldn't come, you know, I'm waiting and waiting. He comes out of the cabin, he hands me the title to his boat, and says, where can I catch a bus? I'm going to Kansas. He ended up with his boat, his tools, his safety equipment. He never wanted to set foot on water again.
This is Pamela D'Angelo for WCVE News in Reedville.